We're coming off a great rookie season. Now he's a seasoned veteran. Let's welcome in Eagles place kicker Alex Henry to our set here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Year two, what a difference a year makes, man. A year ago, you were just walking into camp fresh.
Yeah, it's definitely a big difference from coming in last year, especially with the lockout. It was kind of rush. Didn't know what to expect. And this year it's a little different. Kind of know how things work and the schedule, so it's kind of nice.
So what is your schedule when you're not on the field? We want to know what kickers do.
There's a lot of downtime, actually, when we're not watching film on ourselves or what goes on at practice. So it's just kind of...
So what do you do?
We take a bunch of naps and
watch
some of the Olympics.
Right.
Watched a bunch of that. So
every other guy we've had in here is like, well, there's really no downtime. I'm in the playbook. Your game is so mental, isn't it? The job of being a place kicker. And I mean, you make one mistake and you're the GOAT, brother.
Yeah, that's just the life of the kicker. You're either loved or you're hated. And that's just the way it is, no matter who you are or what you do. So it's kind of how it is.
What are your goals, objectives, priorities in this training camp?
Just to get consistent with it. I'm not really changing anything, just getting my stroke where I want it, hitting field goals and kickoffs like I want to. So once the season gets here, I'll be ready to go and be at my best. So.
I mean, you only missed, what, 4 field goals last year?
Three
field goals. Yep. Right, that's right. Three. So what do you not like about your stroke? That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean,
an NFL record for rookies.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of little things technique-wise, just kind of how the ball flight is. It's a lot like your golf swing. I mean, it's just you can correct little things here or there, the way the ball is flying, rotating, everything. So,
Alex, do you have an idol who's a place kicker? Is there a guy who's just done it so long and so well that you look at him and you're like, wow, I want to be that guy?
Nate Kading's probably the guy I watch the closest. I do a camp with him, Midwest Kicking Camp, in the summer in Iowa City and Omaha. And so he's kind of the guy I grew up watching, and our technique's kind of the same. We're kind of same build. So he's probably the guy I look up to most. And right now he's the most accurate NFL current kickers in the league, I think. So
what kind of advice does he give you?
I mean, like last year, just coming in, he kind of showed me what I was going to expect going to different things, and just to do what I do, and everything will take care of itself, really. So
how do you block out the crowd, or do you block out the crowd? I mean, I'd love to know what your mindset is during the course of the game, because you don't, you know, David Akers used to kick 10,000 balls into the net. You're not that kind of guy.
Yeah, I know. As John, I'm pretty the total opposite of David. If I'm out there hitting a ball like I want to hit a ball, I'm not going to overkick myself so I get tired or anything like that. If I'm hitting like I want to hit it, I'll be happy with the number I get, and just kind of be done with it, ready for the game.
Have you ever known, Alex, a really emotional kicker in your life?
Yeah, there's...
Are they? Because you're so...
There's guys all over the board, yeah. And I mean, I think that's kind of is the biggest factor of who stays and who goes. I mean, it's how you handle the situations, and it's not only how they handle things in football, but it kind of carries over to life, too, just the way they handle themselves, really. Mm-hmm. So,
have you already projected, looked down at the 16-game schedule and said, weather here is going to be an issue, weather here won't be an issue, and charted things like that?
No,
really nothing.
I don't even know where I mean, playing got, the first game. So
got Cleveland in September instead of December. That's a big difference.
That'll be nice. Yeah.
What do you do fun in the summer? Anything? Anything cool?
Golf a lot and boat a lot. So okay. That's probably the.
You're quite a golfer. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I practice.
What kind of game do you have? How would you describe the Alex Henry game?
Kind of up and down. I'm around an 8, so it just kind of depends if my driver's going straight or not.
Right.
See how.
Best course you've ever played.
I like Champions Run in Omaha. I play that one a lot. There's a lot of courses around here that I've gotten a chance to play, and I really like. So.
And the golf clubs are put away in the football season, during football season?
They're in the trunk right now, but they'll probably be going to storage here real soon.
Hey, so. From your perspective here, what's the mood like on the football team in the locker room?
I think everyone's upbeat, really looking forward to the season. We got a lot of guys coming back, and I think the outlook's really, really good, and guys are ready to get the preseason going. So.
For your standpoint, Alex, year number two, do you feel different? Do you feel more secure? Do you feel more confident? Do you feel more accepted by the players?
I wouldn't say it's a huge difference. I felt pretty accepted coming in last year. It's probably just more the comfort level, like we were talking about, mm-hmm. Just knowing what's going on and everything. That's probably the biggest difference. Other than that, I feel good and ready to get going.
So. And less than a week out here, what kind of numbers are you putting up? Are you happy with your percentage?
Yeah, I'm hitting the ball a lot better than I was last season camp, so I'm a little ahead of where I was then. So I'm happy with how I'm hitting the ball right now. I'll just get better.
Longest field goal out here, since I'm not able to get out there during practice? Have you had a chance to boom a?
Nothing really long during team. Probably was 53. Against air was the 60. So
nice.
It wasn't too bad. So.
Nice. And what is the range for Alex Henry? Someday you'll kick a fill in the blank field goal.
It depends on the weather that day. Hopefully I can get 55 or a little bit over that maybe one of these days.
I want 62 or 63. I want to jump out of my seat. Yes. It's a record. Hey, Alex, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks.
Appreciate
for
it. Have a great training camp, great preseason, and, of course, a great 2012 season. Alex Henry on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.